Okay, we're going to start. I still see that the phone is not muted, so I hope that it doesn't create a problem. But nonetheless, I want to be prompt with our learning this evening. I know that the last night Rabbi Feldman began with the study of Tehillim with Perek Aleph. So I will begin, Mirat Hashem, this evening with Perek Beis. We're not going to have the opportunity to study every pasuk inside, but I hope that I can give you a bit of a flavor of what Perek Beis stands for. Before we jump in to study some of the Perek, I just want to bring to your attention a very important insight of the Radak. The Radak, in his commentary on Perek Beis, points out that there is not necessarily a logical connection or weave between each of the Prakim of Tehillim. The Radak writes, "The Tam Lama Nismach Mizmor Zeh, the Mizmor Zeh Lo Nodalanu." We don't necessarily know why one perek is connected to the other. "V'lama Sider Osam B'Seder Shehim Mechubarim." We don't really understand why one perek follows the other. "Ki Einam Nistarim Al Seder HaMaasim." Because the Prakim of Tehillim don't necessarily go in order one to the other. It's not like you can follow along in David's life, the chronology of David's life, and see the chronology of Tehillim. And that makes studying Tehillim somewhat more challenging because you are not able to follow the order of David's life. And the Radak says further, "V'zeh ha-mizmor chibro." Ba'amro David bitchilas malchuso shenitkabzu alav hagoyim. In this particular perek of Tehillim, David composed in the beginning of his life, when he was anointed king, and it's a reference to Shmuel Beis perek hey pasuk yud zayin, where the Navi tells us veyishmu flishtim ki mashchu es David lemelech al Yisrael. And the Plishtim heard that David was anointed king over Israel. Vayaalu kol Plishtim levakish es David. So the Plishtim went to seek David. Now, this, of course, was not a good search that the Plishtim had. Vayishma David vayered el mitzuda. And David heard, and he went down to the stronghold. So that's the context of the Perek that we are studying this evening. So let's look at Sukkim Aleph and Beis. David HaMelech begins as he is running away from the Plishtim. His life is endangered, and he says, "Lama rogshu goyim ule'umim yegu rik." Why have nations gathered, and why do kingdoms think vain things? Yisya'atzvu malchei eretz v'roznim nosdu yachad al Hashem ve'al Meshicho. King of a land stand up, kings of a land stand up, and nobles take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So David HaMelech is essentially asking, why is it that nations have come and gathered to kill me? Why is it that kings of lands also stand up and nobles take counsel with intent to kill me? The Malbim makes a very interesting observation. He points out that sometimes a king leads a rebellion against another king, a force that is mightier or perhaps weaker than the king. But the bottom line is that sometimes it is the king that is leading the attack. And other times, it's not the king that's leading the attack, but rather it is the population at large. They are leading a rebellion against a king, against the government, whatever the case may be. And the Malbim notes that those two forces are the two forces that are referenced right here in Perek Beis, which is why Pasuk Aleph begins, "Lama Rogshu Goyim." Why is it that the nations have gathered? And in Pasuk Beis, it's Yitzyasvu Malchei Eretz. In Pasuk Beis, David HaMelech refers to the kings of the land. And I was just thinking the relevance of that idea to the situation that we are struggling with right now. We are overwhelmed. We are disappointed by the the commoners, the anti-Semitism that you see sweeping the streets, both in America, unfortunately, in Europe, the Middle East, and beyond. And there is that sense of why is it that the nations, the commoners, the population at large, why have they begun to attack the Jews? And at the same time, there's this anger against certain governments that are also allowing anti-Semitism and the rage against Israel to exist. And that's the pasuk base, Yisyatzvu Malchei Eretz. So both pieces that David HaMelech felt and the Malbim helps articulate, we are seeing both pieces ultimately in full force here in 2023, and how scary that is. However, with all of the fright that David HaMelech speaks of, that we can certainly relate to, in Pasuk Daled, David HaMelech gives voice to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yoshev b'shamayim yischak, Hashem yil'ag lamo. He who dwells in heaven laughs, the Lord mocks them. And the Malbim explains in this context that anybody that is perched up high has the advantage when going into battle. Kal v'chomer ben b'no shel kal v'chomer in this situation, when it's Yoshev v'shamayim, the Ribbono shel Olam, who is in heavens, who is able to see everything without, of course, any limitation whatsoever, that's the force that the Ribbono shel Olam comes with. Yoshev v'shamayim, because the Ribbono shel Olam is perched so on high and is in control of everything, so the Ribbono shel Olam's perspective is Yischak. God laughs. He looks down at these people. He thinks they think that they have strength. They think that they're going to defeat my people. It's never going to happen. And so while David HaMelech himself experienced great fear, he was shaking in his boots, both at the commoners and as well as the kings. Ultimately, David HaMelech understood that Yosheb HaMayim Yitzchak, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is laughing at this, laughing at all of the Gentiles. They think that they have power. They think that they're in control. They're not in control. Because from the Ribbono Shel Olam's perspective, he laughs at all of the mere mortals who think that they are the ones running the world, while in fact they are not. And this reminded me of one of my most favorite midrashim found in Bereishis Rabbah, which just speaks about the fact that from the earthly perspective, there was a time in Jewish history that was filled with so much sorrow and so much fear and so much desperation. The Midrash picks this up at the right after Yosef is ultimately sold in Parshas Vayeshev, and Yehuda goes down. He separates from his brothers, and the Midrash notes the following: Shvatim hayu asukim b'mechiraso shel Yosef. The tribes were busy with the sale of Yosef. The Yosef hayu asuk b'sako b'taniso. Yosef himself was mourning the fact that he was just exiled from his family. Reuven hayu asuk b'sako b'taniso. Reuven was with his own struggles in terms of the fact that he abdicated responsibilities as the bechor and let Yosef be sold. Yaakov hayu asuk b'sako b'taniso. Yaakov was mourning the loss of his beloved Yosef. V'Yehuda hayu asuk likach lo isha. Yehuda was busy, preoccupied, marrying and having children. In other words, everybody was preoccupied mostly with tzaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayu osek borei oro shel melech HaMashiach. And at that very moment, the Ribbono shel Olam was busy sowing the seeds of Mashiach. Ultimately, we know from Yehuda comes Peretz, and that is the progenitor of the Melech Mashiach. And ultimately, Yosef is going to end up as the viceroy over Egypt, nourishing the family during times of famine. So you have to, again, imagine the earthly perspective versus the perspective of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The earthly perspective is the same perspective that Avraham Melech feels in Perek Beis. Avraham Melech feels, why have the nations gathered against me? Why have the kings come to fight me? That was David's perspective. The perspective of the Shvatim, the perspective of Yosef, the perspective of Reuven, the perspective of Yaakov. Why have we been left to mourn all of these tragedies? But David HaMelech was able to also maintain his broader perspective of Yoshev Hashanayim Yischak Hashem Yil'ag L'mo. He who dwells in heaven laughs. the Lord mocks them. Their Lord, their Ribono Shel Olam, mocks all of the nations that think they're in control. Their Ribono Shel Olam's in control. And we have to remember that just as David HaMelech had that idea and it helped propel him through his tzaris, and just like the Ribono Shel Olam was Yoshev Ve'osek Ve'oro Shel Mashiach during the times of the great tzaros that the people in Yaakov's family were enduring, but ultimately Mashiach was able to emerge. We'll study one more pasuk together where David HaMelech also gives voice to the words of the Ribono Shel Olam, where Hashem, where David HaMelech says in pasuk Ches, "Sha'al mimeni ve'etna, v'yimnach lasecha aretz." Request of me, and I will make nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. So I just want to bring to everyone's attention that very important opening phrase of this pasuk. She'al mimeni, ve'etna. Ask of me, and I will give you. Rav Pinkus writes about this in Sha'arim B'Tefillah that the Ribono Shel Olam is so happy to give. Doesn't mean the answer is always yes, but the Ribono Shel Olam is so happy to give. But we have to ask. We have to daven. She'al mimeni. Hashem says, please ask, ask, and I'm happy to give, but you have to ask. So embedded in this very beautiful parak of Tehillim, which speaks about the difficulty on the human level, but the trust in the Ribono Shel Olam that is overseeing it all, the key to it all is Sha'a Mimeni. We have to continue on with our tefillos to ask, to ask, to ask. Doesn't mean that the answer is always yes. Doesn't mean that the first answer is always yes. But we have to continue davening and ultimately with a realization that the Ribono Shel Olam is very much in control of this world. And we certainly hope that just as in the times of Yaakov going through all of his sorrows, the Ribono Shel Olam was Osek Boroi Ore Oro Shel Mashiach, we very much hope that that's the same situation for us today, that the Ribono Shel Olam is looking at all of the sorrows and laughing in a way, not in an insensitive way, but laughing because he is also busy planting the seeds, the Or Shel Mashiach. Okay, thank you very much for joining me this evening. The learning that we have done should be a zechus for Achinu B'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And I know that tomorrow night, another Rav from RCBC will be picking up with Perek Gimel. Have a good night, everyone. Yashar Kalam.
Amen.